Let us just again start from the Machlokes, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah, Baruch Hashem. I have a little clarity, Baruch Hashem and the Sugya. Rabbi Yonah on Nevin Zayin and Madalev, around 8 lines from the top. Rabbi Yonah Oma Akdeshes, Rabbi Yirmiyah Oma Akakois. בתוואי משמיד רבי יוחנן אמרו אינו אין להם ביטל מקח יש להם. So we have a memory, here we have a chlokes רבי יוחנן and רבי ירמיהם, that there was a, they have a machlokes in what, in that what רבי יוחנן had said. רבי יוחנן had said אינו אין להם ביטל מקח יש להם. And the shaila is, and what was Rabbi Yochanan speaking about? Rabbi Yochanan said he's speaking about Hegdish. Hegdish was Nismayit from Eino. And that Rabbi Yochanan said, Eino Ein Lahem, Vitomekach Yesh Lahem. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about Karka. Karka was Nismayit from Eino. So, and that is the din, Eino Ein Lahem, Vitomekach Yesh Lahem. So the Gemara says as follows, Manda Oma Agdeshes, Rabbi Yonah that said by Hegdish there is a din bitl mekach, koshkein akalkois. So about the Gemara by Karka there is a din bitl mekach. Manda Oma Akalkois, but Rabbi Yirmiyah that said by Karka, Rabbi Yochanan said there is a bitl mekach, aval Agdeshes loy. And Rabbi Yochanan holds Kiddushmu. And Rabbi Yechno's like Shmuel, there is no din bitl mekach by Hegdish. Omar Shmuel, Hegdish shove mone shechilay al shove prute mechulo. So just to refresh our memory, the machlokes between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah is as follows. Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that the whole concept, there's a miyut that is no din eino. Side by Hegdish, side by Kalka. Rabbi Yirmiyah holds Rabbi Yechna was Machadish, Bittl Mekach is a Mekach Tois. That means if the person would know that he was so much overcharged, he never would have bought it. So there's a Tois in the Mekach. So Memele, so even though it's Kalka, the Kalka was only in the Smayit, in Dinei Eino. If there was Tamazah, he charged him too much, so he doesn't have to pay him back. But if it was overcharged, so that's a tois in the Mekach, and that is no Mekach. This is applicable by Karka, because a person can make a tois, so we say it's called a Mekach tois. By Hegdish, you can't say the Rabbi Nishlam was of Genard. So the Maise, there's no such concept of tois by the Rabbi Nishlam. So there's no such concept of toys by the Rebbeinu Shlomo, so there's no din of bitl mekach. Tamazeh, he was overcharged, that we have the klal, ein eino lehegdish. So Rabbi Yirmiyah holds the whole din of bitl mekach is only applicable by karke, and where there's a concept of toys and not by hegdish. Rabbi Yonah said, by hegdish is also a din of bitl mekach. So Al Kochach, the Svar of Rabbi Yonah is, Rabbi Yonah holds that the Bittl Mekach is not derived because there was a tois there. No, the concept of Bittl Mekach is if the price does not at all stem with the commodity, so that's not called a Mekach. So that's called, then there's a Bittl Mekach. That means if you're charging, you're selling a box of tissues for $2,000. That's not called a mekach. So it doesn't have a shame mekach. So memelas, even though there's no toys, it doesn't have a shame mekach. So therefore, Rabbi Yonah knows by Hegdish, there's also a din of bitl mekach. Never had to give this by karka, there'll be a din of bitl mekach. Because by karka, we have besides the svara, we have a new svara that there was a tois, that the person who was fooled, the mamisha mekach tois. So, bekitzer, we have here a machlekes Rabbi Yoine and Rabbi Yirmiya. Tznan hosa. We learned in a Mishneh in Temure as follows. Im hoya kodesh, balmum yotza lechulim, im hoya kodesh balmum. If the behemoth that was kodesh was a balmum, yotza lechulim v'tzorich lasis loidov. So let us see what Rashi says, what this Mishnah means. Nan hosam b'meseches temurim, hoya kodesh balmum. Reisha de masnisen ochi. The Mishnah is speaking about a multitude of cases. V'yere kolben, ha'oima harei zu tachazu, zu temurazu, zu chalufe zu, harei zu temura. Then that's a din of temura, and aloche is that both behemoths are kodesh. But if he says zu mechulele salzu, he doesn't want to make a temura, he wants to be machalu the kedusha of the first korban on the second behemoth, lo yamaklo. This does nothing. Shein korban tomim mischalo. There's no such concept of chilul by a korban that's not a balmum. V'imhoya kodesh balmum. But what is if this korban was a balmum? And that's what we're starting. Imhoya kodesh balmum. Yotze lechulim. So then, it goes out lechulim. He said, zu mechuleles al zu. Yotza lechulim. So then it goes out lechulim. V'tzorich lasois loidomi. And the Mishnah says, but he'll have to add on money im ein zu shalchulim yofish akishal hegdish. That means if he said zu mechuleles al zu, and the behemoth's chulin was not worth as much as the behemoth's kodesh, so he has to add on domim. Main zu shal chulin yofik shal hedik meisiv aleha moeso. So he adds on, besides this behemoth, he adds on his money. At kedei de mei hegdish. That means, so he's mashlim that it should be shove how much the hegdish was worth. So we have here in the Mishnah, let us just see tight shvelta. The Mishnah says two things. Number one, yotza lechulim, that the behemoth balmum, the kodesh balmum goes out lechulim, and he has to be mashlim the Shavius to the Shavius of the Behemoth's Balmum. Now we have here a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish pshat in this Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, yotza lechulin dvar teire. That mina teire, it's yotza lechulin. V'tzorich lasois loidomim midivreya. And that what the Mishnah says, he has to be mashlim the domim. That's midavreim, that's midarabonon. In a teret yotza lechulam, midarabonon he has to be mashlim. V'Reish Lakish omar, av tzorich lasis loidome min ha-teire. And Reish Lakish says that no, that min ha-teire is mechuyev to be mashlim the domim. This is not a din darabonon, this is a din min ha-teire. So the Gemara asks, b'may askina. What is the case of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is speaking about a case that the Shavius of the Behemoth's Chulin was not worth as much as the Balmum was worth. So what was the difference in Shavius? Ileime b'chdei oino, if it was worth a sixth less. B'ho leime Reish Lakish tzorich lasis loidomim dvar Torah. You have to mina teure, you have to be mashlim. Was nan elu dvorim shein lem eino, akakois vavodim, vashtoris vahakdeishes. So we learned in the Mishnah, there's no din eino by hegdish. So if it was underpaid a sixth, why should it be mechuyev mina? That's ikha the din eino like deishes. That there's no such din. By hegdish there's a din that by Shtus is called no Machzor Eino, you have to be Mashlem, and by Hekdish is a din, Eino no Hekdish. So it can't be speaking about that the Behemoth Chulin was worth a Shtus less than the Behemoth Balmo. Because then Rish Lakish would never say that Yechlatzor Lassus Le Domi Minatayra. We have a klal Einei No Lehekdeshes. El Abitul Mekach. So we have to say that it was more than a Shtus. It was a Bitul Mekach. So we'll say that there was more than a Shtus. That there was worth a fifth less, a fourth less. So it's a bitul mekach. Fine. Boho leimer Rabbi Yochanan tzorich lasis loy domim midivreim. So we're speaking about there was a bitul mekach. Boho leimer Rabbi Yochanan tzorich lasis loy domim midivreim. Vooma Rabbi Yoine ahekdeishes. Rabbi Yochanan said by Hekdish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a din of Bitul Mekach. So if there's a din of Bitul Mekach, so you can't say that everything is good, that Yochel Lechulen and Midrabon and this, there's a din Bitul Mekach. The din Bitul Mekach, that means it's not Chal at all. And here we say everything is good, Yochel Lechulen, Midrabon. This is Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan Hekdish. ורבי ירמיה אומר הקרקויס ותוויו משמי דרבי יוחנן אומרי אינו אין להם ביטל מקח יש להם. Now both said that Rabbi Yochanan said there's a din bitul mekach. No, Rabbi Yirmiya said by karka there's a din bitul mekach. By hekdish is no din bitul mekach. So according to Rabbi Yirmiya there's no problem. According to Rabbi Yirmiya, there's no problem. There's no din bitul mekach by hekdish. So we have the algemeine din eina no lehekdeshes. The whole concept of bitul mekach according to Rabbi Yirmiya is only when there's a tois. By hekdish, there's no tois. So according to Rabbi Yirmiya, this Rabbi Yochanan is not problematic at all. According to Rabbi Yirmiya, I mean, it's bitul mekach. There's no din bitul mekach by hekdish. So we can say Yotzel Chulin and Midarabonon. There's a din Rabbonon. You have to lasis leidome. But according to Rabbi Yaine, Rabbi Yaine said there's a din of Bitul Mekach. So there's no din Chilul in Gansa. He didn't make a Chilul. Gemara said before, according to Rabbi Yaine, we wouldn't hold of Shmuel's din Hegdish of Amon and Shishulosh of Aputa Mechulul. So you'll say everything is good according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's good. Yotzal Chulin, and only midevreim you have to go and be meisav domin. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says lo'ilam bebitul mekach. No, you're right. The Zicha talking about bitul mekach. Ve'epach, the Rabbi Yochanan l'Rish Lakish. We'll make epoch. We'll say Rabbi Yochanan says min ha-toire. Rabbi Yochanan says min ha-toire. Rabbi Yochanan says that min ha-toire you have to be meisev domim. And Reish Lakish says that midrabon you have to be meisev dom. Bamaika miflagi b'dishmul the Omar Shmul hegdish shavu mone shachilu loya shavu prute v'chulu maris lei dishmul umar les lei dishmul. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yotza lechulen devar teire. Yotza lechulen devar teire. So now this is the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. ואפילו אין זו יופו כמויסה, כדא אומר, דאימד מאינו, so now Rashi says, before the Kasha and Rabbi Yoine, before the Kasha and Rabbi Yoine, so we understand very good Rabbi Yochanan, there's no such concept of Bittul Mekach, Eino, there's no din Eino by Hegdish, so the imit me Eino, so finish, so it's Yotza Lechulen, Tevar Toich. Av Tzorich, Lasseis Loi, Domim, Tevar Toich. Now, Reish Lakish says that Tzorich Lasses Loi Domim Devar Toyer. So, what is the Svar of Reish Lakish? So, the Gabi Ekdeishes, so Rashi brings down a new drash, which the Pnei Yeshua is Ma'ira, we don't find this drash in Shas. Rashi brings down a drash. The Gabi Ekdeishes, Elkecho Ksive Bekulu. It says Elkecho. Okay, so Erkecho Shovyoi Mashma. Erkecho means that the amount of money you have to give to be paid a balamum is Shovyoi. So therefore, min ha-toire, you have to go and so you lasis leidomim, tzach lasis leidomim, min ha-toire, al tzedin av Erkecho. Rabbi Yochanan Sova Erkecho Kol Domim Sheyachu Mashmalay. Erkecho means not the complete value. Any Domim, your Marech, Im Zoyl, Im Yoyke, whatever you give for it, whatever you decide to give for it, that's sufficient. So now, I'd like to say over a base Aram. We have here a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we're going to ask a Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. But before we ask the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, we'll see from the Sugya, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, it's Givaldik, this Machloikis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a problem. Now, let's talk according to Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya said that there's no din of Bittul Mekach by Hegdish. The whole concept of Bittul Mekach is only applicable by Hedyet, by Karkois, there he made a choice. If he would have known, he never would have made this transaction. That is a din bittul mekach. By Hegdish, there's no din bittul mekach. And that's Rabbi Yom says, Rabbi Yochanan holds there's no din bittul mekach by Hegdish. So according to Rabbi Yirmiya, we understand Rabbi Yochanan very well. Rabbi Yochanan said, Yotza Lechulen in HaTorah, no din bittul mekach, ain't no like dishes. In Rabbonon, you have to get. Rabbi Yochanan is gewaldic according to Rabbi Yirmiya. Now, how do we understand Reish Lakish? How do we understand Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, Tzor min ha-toyre. Now, according to Reish Lakish, no one ever spoke about Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiya spoke, Rabbi Yochanan holds that the din bittul mekach only applies by Kalke. By Hegdish, it doesn't apply Bittul Mekach. That's all what Rabbi Yirmiya said. Now here is a Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Yechayiv min ha-Torah. Yechayiv lost his domi min ha-Torah. So we could say, and this Kasha the Pnei Yeshua is, so Rabbi Reish Lakish holds the Izzadid Bittul Mekach by Hegdish. I mean, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, we don't have any problem. The problem is in Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Yochanan were speaking to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish is, Reish Lakish could hold visit in Bittul Mekach min ha-Torah. That, L'choire, that's what we could have said. But Rashi doesn't say this. Zokta Beis Aaron, we'll see Tosis also does not learn like this, but let's first learn the sugi according to Rashi. Zokta Beis Aaron, Rashi era Meredik Kasha. It says, I feel according to Reish Lakish, Yotza lechulin, it's chulin, and v'tzorich lasis leidomim min ha-toyre. So now, if Reish Lakish holds as a din bittul mekach by Hegdish, so why is it yotza lechulin? Why is it yotza lechulin? It's yesa mishtus, it's a bittul mekach, so nothing was chal. Rashi had a tremendous problem, and Tosis has this problem also. Rashi had this tremendous problem. Why is it, how do we understand Resh Lakish? How do we understand Resh Lakish? How could it be Yotza L'chulin? How could it be Yotza L'chulin and Betzorich Lassus Leidomim in Atayr? So therefore, Rashi came up with Amuridikaitze. So Rashi said as follows. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyeh, there's no concept at all of Bittul Mekach by Hegdish. The whole din of Bittul Mekach is only based on toys. That if a person was overcharged so much, so it's a Mekach toys. That is only applicable by Hegdish. It's not shaykh to say that Hegdish was fooled, Hegdish was unaware. So by Hegdish, there's no din of Bittul Mekach. Therefore, Yotza L'chulin. It's Yotza L'chulin. The Behemish Shel Chulin is worth a fifth less than the Behemish Shel Hegdish. So what? So what is? There's no din of Bittul Mekach by Hegdish. Yotza L'chulin. So now Rashi scratches his head. So good. So there's no din Bittul Mekach by Hegdish. So why are you chayiv min ha-Torah to give the value of the Baal Mum? Rashi says, Resh Lakish held is a new drosh of El Kecho. Now El Kecho is a chiyu, there's nothing to do in the Chalois Chilul. The Chalois Chilul is Chal Afilu, it's yes amishtus, because there's no din of Bittul Mekach by Hegdish. But Resh Lakish holds that there's a new mechayev of Erkecho, that when you're appointed, you're mechuyev to give the shavyes of the balmum that you appointed. There's a new chayev of Erkecho. So that's why chayev min ha-Torah. Rav Yochanan holds, there's no such drash of Erkecho. Erkecho means any shavyes you give, and therefore, imzalim yoik. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyeh, this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish is gewaldig. But now let's go further. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, let's see Rashi further. Hakdeishes Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a din Bittul Mekach by Hegdish. So if there's a din Bittul Mekach, how can he say Yotzel Chulin, Betzel Dvar Teure, Betzel Chlasis Dome Midevreim? There's a Bittul Mekach over here. Nothing happened. The Eipach. So the Gemara says, Alibed Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we'll have to say Eipuch. We'll have to say that Rabbi Yochanan says, Yotzo l'chulen dvar toire, v'tzoich lasus lo'i domim min ha-toire. We'll have to say, yeah. Eipuch, Alibed Rabbi Yochanan. Aval Alibed Rabbi Yochanan, lo'it Eipuch. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no problem whatsoever. Dollar Abir me alibe der Rabbi Yochanan, Hegdash is Einlam Bittul Mekach. There's no din Bittul Mekach by Hegdash, so everything is good. See, the man the Yoma Akalkois, he only said by Kalkois is the din of Bittul Mekach. Aber Hegdash is loy. Kiddishmu, that you hold Hegdash of Emone, Shechilo, Shabbat, and Bechulo. Vachinami Yisa Bittmura, so Rashi says, that even though the Gemara didn't speak it out so clearly here, L'Rabbi Yochanan is Eipach. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so we say Eipach, and the reason of Rabbi Yochanan is because there's a din Bittul Mekach. That's what we have to say now. But Kemivlegi, Resh Lakish, v'Rabbi Yochanan, now Rashi is explaining after the Eipach, what is the machloik, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what is the machloik is, Resh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Man du yoma ein lehem Bittul Mekach, that's Resh Lakish. Is Lady Shmuel, he holds like Shmuel. the kiven the imet meyeno, since there's no miut of, since there's no eino by hegdish, loishna shtus, loishna yesamishtus. There's no din eino. The ilu gabi hegdit, even though karka was nismayed from eino, amrinin to, but yesamishtus, forget about the din eino. The whole transaction was betoist. Avo behegdish, lekalameima toys. That is the svore of Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish holds, you have to give me the brayim. Umar less lady Shmuel, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Shmuel. Kosova, given dike yesamishtos. Lav derech mekechol. This is not called a transaction. Vikivin the legabe mekach lav midihu. So, it's nothing. Gabi chilu nami, lav midi of it. So it's not a chilu. So it's not a chilu. Period. So kan shayla ben, so if it's not a chilu, so why is it yotza lechulin? That's the problem. So this kasha, the base Aryan brings down from the Shita Mekabetzes, and the Shita Mekabetzes says that Rabbi Yochanan learned pshat, Yetze lechulin dvar teure v'tzorech lases loidomim. That means, if he'll give all the money, then he'll be yetze lechulin. According to Reish Lakish, it's yotze lechulin. Finished. Whatever amount he gave, it's yotze lechulin. Yetze lechulin, he gives the proper money. If he doesn't give the proper money, it's nothing. That means, if he said that there were two behemoths, a behema of Balmum and a behemoth chulin, and he said zeh mechulal al zeh, so it'll only be mechulal if it'll be ma'isiv domim min ha'teira, then it'll be mechulal. If he won't be ma'isiv domim, it's galnish mit galnish. It's not yotzo lechulin, it's nothing. It's yaitzi lechulin. It will be yetzei lechulin, when he'll be umaysev domim, when he'll be v'tzorich las imoye kodesh b'amum yetzei lechulin v'tzorich las is loy domim. That means when will it be yetzei lechulin? If it'll be maysev domim, if he won't be maysev domim, it's kolnish mitkolnish. So here, when the Gemara said epoch, and the Gemara says the time of Rabbi Yochanan is, because it's a bitl mecca, now we don't talk about this din of erkecho. Now if there's a bitl mecca, this poshut why you have to be moisev domim. If there's no esavis domim, there's no chilu. If there's no mecca, there's no chilu. So that's how the Beis Aaron says pshat, according to Rashi, so far. But we have to appreciate that this is a shtikel doichik. That means, okay, first of all, we don't have nekudas in the Gemara. It's yotzel lechulin, yetzel lechulin. But in the pashtus is yotzel lechulin, it's yotzel lechulin. Here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it will only be yetzel lechulin if he's, it's only be yetzel lechulin. But that's all I have to say, according to Rashi. Fine. But this is a doichik. So now the Gemara says in this Okimte another pshat. No. We won't say this. Iboyis eime de kulalme islahu de shmuel. Now we're gonna say, the Gemara, this yotza lechulin is very difficult. Iboyis eime de kulalme islahu de shmuel. Sai Rabbi Yochanan and Sai Reish Lakish hold like shmuel. They hold like shmuel, that what? That hegdish shove mone shechilola shove prutam bechulo. Bohoche miflegi. Ma sova shechilola ein lechatchila loy. Umar sova afilu lechatchila. Now this is a very difficult lashon, and let's just see how Rashi learned pshat in this Gemara. So Rashi says, so everyone holds like Shmuel. So the minute we say everyone holds like Shmuel, so we say, Sai Rabbi Yochanan, Sai Rish Lakish holds, there's no din of Bittul Mekach by Hegdish. That's number one. If everyone holds like Shmuel, so there's no din of Bittul Mekach. Af al pikein, Rabbi Yochanan says, that Tzorich Lasis Loi Domim Minatar. So we have to understand this. We have to understand something else also, but let's first try to understand this. So Rashi says, Shechila Loi En. This memre of Shmuel, Hegdish Shove Mone, Shechila Loi Al Shove Plute Mechulo, Shechilulai. That's Tafke Chilulai. Do imit meyeno. Loishno gdoilo the loishno ktano. That means hegdish isnes halul and anything. So that's why the chilul is halul. Lechat chilulai. But that means Lechatchila loy udvar teure udvar teure. Now we're talking about it's not proper to be mechalu shove mone al shove plute. No, lechatchila loy lechatchila dvar teure. The erkecha shovyoy mashme. Mina teure. Rashi comes back to erkecha. You have to give the whole Shavuos. Umar Sovar afilu lechatchile, and Rish Lakish holds afilu lechatchile. Erkecha kol dehu mashme hilkach lavkuye isure afilu midrabonen shori umiu laacher zman yishalem. Now, I'd just like to explain this Rashi, the way the Pnei Yeshua explains the Rashi, the Beis Arim, and there is a lot of explanation that is necessary. According to this Loshen, the Gemara is saying that Sai Rabbi Yochanan, Sai Rish Lakish hold, there is no concept of Bittul Mekach by Hegdish. And where do we know this from? Because there's no din einor by Hegdish. And if no din einor, it's irrelevant, a lot or a little. There's no din tois by Hegdish, so there's no din bittul mekach. So therefore, a shove mone, a shove put, is nischalo. Fine. It's mechulo. Finished. It's mechulo. But now, is there a din? Fine, it's mechulo. It's mechulo. But is there a chiyuv on the person to give the Shavuos? So Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a posek erkecha. Now the erkecha is nothing to do with the chalois chilul. You're going to give a sheva mona al sheva pute. It's mechulo. It's mechulo. There's no shaila about it. It's mechulo. But you were mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa of Elkecho, there's a din Elkecho. So Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a din Elkecho with Divrei Torah, the Elkecho Shav Yoy Mashme. Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a din that you have to give the Shavyes by Pidyon Hegdish, you have to give the Shavyes. That's a din, not in, that does not affect, that means one should make a chilul with Shavuos. Min ha-Torah. If he didn't make a chilul with Shavuos, it's mechulul. But that's not the way chilul should be made. He should make a proper chilul. And so lechatchila, you have to make a proper chilul, not al tzedin averkecho. And Rish Lakish holds afilu chatchila there's no elkech or kodu mashme. So my male, there's no chiv on me to give the shavis. So I can make me give whatever I want. Mi lach is man yishalom. That means it would seem perhaps from Rashi that one, according to Rabbi Yochanan, one should not rely on the chilul because man doesn't give the shavis als the din of elkech. But it's mechulotak, it's not hegdish, but one should make a proper chil. This is the second lashon. Now, we have to understand, we have to be elich. There's a tremendous problem over here in this akimta. Here, the Gemara is saying that Sai Rav Yochanan, Sai Rosh Lakish hold that there's no, that it's mechulot. So there's no din Bittel Mekach by Hegdish. That's what the Gemara is saying now. There's a din of Elkech, of Yechnot, Elkech, Rosh Lakish doesn't know the Elkech. Now, the whole Sugya, we had a problem on Rav Yoine. Now, Rav Yoine said Pshat and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Eino Ein Lehem, Bittel Mekach Yesh Lehem. That was the problem we had in Rabbi Yoine. Here Rabbi Yoine says, Bittel Mekach Yesh Lehem, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And here Rabbi Yochanan says, Midevrayim, you have to give the money. That was the problem with Rabbi Yoine. So the Gemara said, Eipoch. No, Rabbi Yochanan says, Minatayre. Fine. And then the Gemara, so according, that was before the Goy Seime. So we said, Minatayre, there's a din Bittel Mekach. And it's Yetzei Lechulun when he give the proper money. That was the first teretz. The second teretz of the Gemara knows everyone holds of Shmuel that there's no din of Bittel Mekach. So what's Pshat in Rabbi Yoine? I mean, before we remember of Rabbi Yoine, Rabbi Yoine said, Amen Rabbi Yoichen, Eino Ein Lehem, Bittel Mekach Yesh Lehem. So what does that mean? Now we just said everyone holds like Shmuel that there's no Bittel Mekach. What did we do over here? What happened over here? This kasha, the Pnei Yeshua asks, which is a shaklach kasha. So the Pnei Yeshua says, in the Siboy Yisema, we're learning a new pshat in Rabbi Yoine. Rabbi Yoine, that what Rabbi Yoine said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Ein Lehem, Bittel Mekach, Yesh Lehem, by Hegdish, it doesn't mean there's a din of Bittel Mekach. Chas v'sholem. Everyone holds like Shmuel. Hegdish Shabbat Mona Shachilo Shabbat Pruta Mechulo. Everyone holds there's no din of Bittel Mekach. Rabbi Yoine said Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan that what there's a din by Hegdish Oino Ein Lehem and the mitzvah of Elkecho is not Mechayev, that's Tilashtus. Tilashtus is no din Elkecho. That's the miut Oino Ein Lehem. But from a shtuk, Bittel Mekach, Yeshlem means that it is a din of Bittel Mekach. A shir of Bittel Mekach is mechayev at hashlumim of Elkecho. That is what Rabbi Yoine said, according to this Iboy Yisema, Rabbi Yoine also holds like Shmuel. There's no din of Bittel Mekach by Hegdish, because there's no toys by Hegdish. Rabbi Yoine said, Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about the din of Elkecho. Elkecho is a mechai, we have to give Shavyoi. What's called Shavyoi? What is the taich of Shavyoi? So we would think perhaps Shavyoi means how much it's worth. You have to give it exactly now. He said, no. We have a miut, ain't they no like this? So Rabbi Yoine was saying, Pshat Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Ein Lehem. So till Ashtus, there's no din of Elkecho. You don't have to pay exactly how much it's worth. Bittel Mekach, if it's more than Ashtus, then there's a Machayev of Elkecho. And that is the tithe, Bittel Mekach Yeshlem. But it doesn't mean the concept of Bittel Mekach. He means when there's a shir of Bittel Mekach, then there's a machayev of Elkecho. That means from a shtus alamayla, then there's a machayev of Elkecho. Fine. Now, let's go further. Now the Gemara says, La'olam b'chdayayna. It's speaking about, till now we wanted to say it's speaking about a shir of Bittul Mekach. Now we want to say, no, it's speaking about a shir of b'chdayayna. V'loy teipach, and you shouldn't be ma'apach. And there's a machlokes with Rav Chisda. That means a meridik isach, that now we're saying that it's speaking about bechdeyeno. We'll see it's speaking about even pochas midayeno. The loy teipach with Rav Chisda kamiflagi. The machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is speaking about not the shir of Bittul Mekach, a shir of bechdeyeno. In the Machlokes is in Rav Chisda. The Omar, Mai ein lahem oino. Rav Chisda said, Amor de Kechidush. But that what we had in our Mishnah, ein lahem oino, does not mean that there's no chiyuve oino. No, it means punkfaker. Einon betoiras oino. It doesn't have even the kulas of oino. Afilu poches mechdei eino chayzer, afilu less than the shir eino, by hegdish you have to pay. Amor de kezach, let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi, lo'olam mechdei eino, bekomar devar teure, afilu mechdei eino, the shir eino, afilu poches mechir eino. Zorich lasseis domim devar teure. I mean, a teure, you have to pay the exact amount. Hegdish is more chomor than hedyet. By hedyet tilashtus, you don't have to be marzereino. And by hegdish afilu tilashtus, you also have to be marzereino. Leiseipach, the mashkech lo kashen, Rabbi Yochanan, if you'll say fakel, then it's kashid, Rabbi Yochanan. The ilulidi day, leimotzi letirutzi, ein lahem einom. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you will say, Rabbi Yochanan says, eino ein lahem, And Bittul Mekach Yeshla. The Mapchis Laws, if you'll say Rabbi Yochanan holds Mina Torim, that a Philopochus Mirdei ain't no Kashid Rabbi Yochanan. Dilulu di Deile Motsu Trutz ain't la may no the Mastisim Kirab Chiste. The Pochus Mirdei ain't no Choizel. We don't know Rabbi Yochanan ain't no ain't lahem. He said in Bittul Mekach Yeshla. Michlal dey no ain't lahem. So if will be Mapach, we can't say Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav Chisda. The comma, emerzir lemamayno. Because Rav Chisda says, yemarzareino. And Rabbi Yochanan says, eino einle. Aber reish lokish, ki moisus leimemas nisim, muki lo ki Rav Chisda. So we're not mapper. And we'll say that reish lokish holds by hegdish, afilu pochis michdei ano yechayim to be mashlo. So the Gemara says, my ein la may no de gabi hegdesh. Is that what it says in the Mishnah? By hegdesh there's no din ano. Da afilu, not that there's no chiyuve ano. Da afilu pochis michdei ano chayzem. That afilu pochis may, that means it doesn't have the shiurim of ano. Now, Philip Pachis Mirdei in the Chayse. Mesevei. So, Rav Chisda said, so Mamela is Leiseipach. The only din Rav Yechanan holds is Midivreyem. Speaking about a Shireino. So, it's a Shireino, Einaino, the Hegdish. And that's according to Rav Yechanan. Rishloki shows that Hegdish ain't lem dinaino, so Philip Pachis mi Shireino, Machuiv, to give me that title. That is the Machlekes, according to Rav Yechanan and Rishloki. Mesev, so comes out a mirdik echidish, that a shlokish and a chizda hold, that the, that by Hegdish, Hegdish is more chomer than Hedyet, that afilo pochis mechdeya noos chais. Meisebei, we learned, ribis vayno lehedyet, ribis vayno lehedyet, mein ribis vayno lehegdish. And there's no din ribis vayno lehegdish. So memele, if you learn this, kipshutai, would mean that by hedyet is achiev ribis. There's a din I know, in vein ribis vayno lehegdish, by hegdish there's no achiev ribis, there's no iser I know, there's no achiev I know. And Rav Chisda said, Punfakel, Rav Chisda said that Hegdish is more chomel than Hedyet. That afilu ain't know that is not applicable by Hedyet, is applicable by Hegdish. So the Gemara says, Mi alima mi masnisin, this barais is better than our Mishnah. The kimna betoires aino, we said pshat, and the Mishnah is, that it doesn't, ein lameino means that it is no teiras I know, that a philopochus mishtus yachai. Ochinami ribis vidine no lehedit, vein ribis vidine no lehedish. Forget, it means there's no iserib. Fragte gemorim, I hochi, if that is pshat in the bereise, that ein lam din I know, Heine diktov di seife ze choymer behedyet mi behegdish. According to you, there is a choymer of hegdish over hegdish. That means ribis is a choymer of hegdish over hegdish, and I know is a choymer of hegdish over hegdish. So why say it's a choymer of hegdish mi behegdish? So the Gemara says a ribis. No, that what it says a choymer behedyet mi behegdish is speaking about ribis. Frag de Gemore, listeni nami zechoymer, behegdish mi behedyet, aino. Frag de Gemore, so if it comes out that each one has a choymer, by aino, hegdish is more chomer than hedyet. By ribis, hedyet is more chomer than hegdish. So why does he end up by saying, zechoymer behedyet mi behegdish? Say also, zechoymer behegdish mi behedyet. So the Gemore says, ochi hasht. Bishloy mezachayim behedit mebehegdish v'sulay. Here we have a chayim of hedit over hegdish. That the behedit is in the isribis and behegdish is not. So here we found a chayim of hedit over hegdish. That means normally hegdish is more chomer than that. Ela hegdish is a chayim v'sulay. So let us just see Rashi. Zuktrashi. Bein ribis veno lehegdish, ein iser eino, be iser ribis noig behegdish. Akami mefor, sheikh idomi ribis tehegdish. Din eino lehegdit, shtus. Bein din eino lehegdish, tefilo pochis mechte eino chayzer. Heine dektoni, bit mie. It says, zechoyma behegdit me behegdish. According to you, v'chumra da hegdishu, this is verkehrt, hegdish is more chomer than hedyet, v'shani kitoni chayme da hedyet, aribis koi. Aribis is a chayme of hedyet or behegdish. So the Gemara says, so say, ze chayme behegdish me behegdit, I know. Mishum I know, listening nami, ze chayme behegdish. So the Gemara says, el hegdish, ze chayme besuloi, bitmiye. Let us just see the two Taisvis in Alamed Beis. Dafilu kol shul chayzer. So Taisvis says, V'davke hektashis. According to Abchista, there's such a din. The miyat of hegdish is that afilu kol shul is a din I know. Avol kalkois apal ge'ene chayzer. Bishloim behedyet zechoymer. B'nakayis v'sulay. So Taisus is in Geirish Psula, and Taisus explains Trump the Gemara's Kash as follows. Beirish Zehu Chiddish Shehedyet Chayma. That is a Chiddish that Hedyet is more Chomo than Hedyish. I will be Hedyish. So Taisus told me, I found a Chayma of Hedyet over Hedyish. I will be Hedyish Zeh Chayma Bitmir. Beirish Ma Chiddishu
שמצאנו חיימה בהקדש בבדיה. אז החידש שפרד החיימה, לגרסין אין סולוי, ונק אירי סולוי דבי רשס גאו, שרי אף בהדית אי כתובה, בהדית איז מוחם, this is not the only חיימה אינו. This other, אף בהדית אי כתובה, אף בהדית, this is not the סולוי, אף בהדית, the זר חיימה בהדית, בהדית, not this is the only חיימה, הפדי די כתוב שי מכינה מן נשבע that הדית is more homo וכל הנך דמסליס דסקייפל דעות וי והדית מה בהגדש so not גוירס וסולוי but the חידש of the חיימר is that it's a חידש to say that that הגדש possesses the הדית possesses a חיימר over הגדש there's a lot there's other חומרס also But this is a chiddush to mention this. So here we find a case that hedyot is more chomer than hegdish. So memela, we speak about it. But to speak about that we found a case that hegdish is more chomer than hedyot, the whole concept that hegdish should be more chomer than hedyot is not difficult to understand. So therefore he doesn't have to speak about it and be madgish this inyan.